JMI Wealth Time, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I think credit where credit's due. You called it a couple of reports back, didn't you? You said, have we reached peak housing? You said yes, and you've turned out to be right.
I think so. Yeah. It seems like we haven't spoken about building consents for a while, though. Yeah. I mean, what was the narrative? The narrative was, you know, residential construction sector was weakening, sentiment was terrible, house sales were falling. But there was that period when the building consents were sort of quite resilient, and they were sort of, you know, they were not in sort of line with that whole sort of narrative. Trend definitely in place now. Consenting numbers are decreasing and at quite a pace in some classes. So this was all released by Stats New Zealand yesterday. In the month of April, here's the numbers. Let's call it 2,000, just under 2,800 homes were consented. That's 26% lower than the number of new homes consented in April 22. So that's quite a significant shift. And as Stats New Zealand point out, that is the third consecutive month that the number of new homes consented has been down more than 25% when compared with the same month of the previous year. So it's material and it's seemingly now sort of entrenched. The April number, seasonally adjusted, is 2.3% lower than March, so it sort of continues to get weaker. Now, if we sort of zoom out, take the helicopter view, and look at the annual numbers, just under 46,000 homes consented in the 12 months to the end of April 23, 9.3% lower than 12 months to the end of April 22. So if you sort of compare those numbers, current numbers are sort of 25% lower the same time last year. The year, though, is 9.3% lower. It implies that the slowdown is accelerating. Yeah. So you may recall we regularly used to see annual numbers around 50,000 when the sentiment of the market were hot, hot, hot. Another feature that I sort of regularly highlight is the fall in the consented number of standalone homes. They're becoming increasingly less common. Just over 19,000 in the 12 months to the end of April, another 26% fall. And I had a quick look, Mike, just to compare that. So that number of around 19,000, that's now fallen to the same level that we saw in 2015. So it's we're back to where we were 8 years ago.
Wow.
And my final comment would be, of course, that this means that the pipeline of work is sort of reducing. So this flows through, you know, over a period of time as well.
Which may well be why the ANZ have joined the UBS Bank and said we've hit bottom. It's over.
Yeah, they released their New Zealand property focus yesterday. I think it's notable, and they're calling a bottom. They're calling a bottom. Prices may have bottomed out. So good news for homeowners, a bit of a green light also to would-be purchasers. And it does seem a pretty brave call, but Mike, we love a brave call, don't we? Love a brave call. Reading the report, I think the bigger forces at play here are, for me, the real key points of interest, because you can't fight the big forces. So one of the outcomes of the RBNZ monetary policy statement released last week is that ANZ believe monetary conditions will be looser than they had expected them to be. So that's a bit of a relative call, really. They say that the RBNZ response to the big surge in migration was muted. That's a euphemism probably for a whole lot of other words. Key factors they are highlighting, that monetary condition one that I just mentioned, the loosening in the LVR restrictions, remember that's coming into play. Of course, the surging net migration, and we will all be looking to see whether or not that current strength is persistent or not. The next numbers are due out on the 13th of June. And, of course, slowing construction activity. So you've got more people looking for accommodation, that's migrants included, fewer houses being built, creates over time a widening housing deficit. That, in turn, puts pressure on house prices, up puts pressure. But there is a sting in the tail of their forecast, Mike. They actually expect that the RBNZ will have to tighten conditions later this year. So 5.5 won't be the peak OCR. It will need another tweak, you know, maybe 5.75.
It ain't over. What are the numbers?
Right. Dow Jones is down 127 points as we speak, 32,966. That's 0.38%. The S&P 500 is down 0.3%. It's currently 4,192. And the NASDAQ, as I look at it, is up 19 points, 12,994. The FTSE 100 overnight kind of slumped after their day off, down 105 points, 1.38%, 7,522. The Nikkei went up 0.3%, 31,328. Shanghai Composite was up small, 3,224. The ASX 200 was down 8, so down small, 7,209. And the NZX 50 lost 57 points, just under 0.5%, 11,878. Kiwi dollar inching closer to that 60 cent range, 0.6034 against the US, 0.9276. Aussie 0.5630 euro, 0.4872 against the pound. It goes lower again, 84.32 against the yen. Gold, $1,958.60. And Brent crude actually might get $73.38. Now, that's sort of flirting with the levels that we haven't seen since the end of 2021.
You have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz. I don't know why we just don't call it the New Zealand peso, for God's sake.